I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on March 9th, 2020. Jellyfin, the open source fork of the MB Media Server, just landed what it calls its biggest release yet. Version 10.5 of Jellyfin wraps in over 500 changes from 200 contributors and brings a host of server and web client improvements to its users. The project has moved its backend to .NET Core 3.1, and along with it, support for ARM64 on Linux and more efficient memory usage when running in a container. Jellyfin also boasts support for AMD's Advanced Media Framework, providing hardware acceleration for media processing on both Windows and Linux. And the web client has seen a complete overhaul of its subtitle handling and a substantial behind-the-scenes changes to prepare the project for future enhancements going forwards. A significant update to the caching software used by some of the world's highest traffic websites has been released. Version 1.6 of Memcached brings a number of major changes, including the deprecation of its binary protocol in favor of a new and more fully featured meta protocol. The project also highlights its new automatic batching of response syscalls, which could typically lead to a cut in CPU usage of 25%, along with several other performance improvements, all of which will be welcomed by Netflix, which is one of the major contributors and users of Memcached. Following last week's news that Sam Hartman would not seek a second term, the process to elect the next Debian project leader has begun. Potential candidates for the role now have until this coming Saturday to put themselves forward, after which there will be a 3-week campaign period followed by 2 weeks of voting before the new project leader is announced. All candidates can present a written platform explaining their vision for the project, and it should be interesting to see if any of them grasp at the opportunity to lay out a clear position on the future of systemd within Debian. And speaking of Debian, a deeply flawed report from the review site The Best VPN has been seeing a fair amount of pickup in the tech press over the last couple of days. The report claims to show that Debian has been the most vulnerable operating system over the last 2 decades, with more reported bugs than any OS from Microsoft, and only recently slipping behind Android into second place on the leaderboard of shame. While using accurate bug data from NIST, the Best VPN completely fails to account either for the severity of those bugs or for the large number of non-core packages contained within Debian in its analysis, which leaves the casual reader with an incomplete and misleading picture of the security of the Linux-based operating system. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/119. We'll be back tomorrow.